The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, and welcome to this series of talks titled The Sources of Care. And I'm considering five different areas of sources, attitudes, dispositions that evoke the instinct to care for others. And the last 2 days, I started with the disposition to non-harming. Buddhism has a radical orientation towards non-harming in all directions, including towards ourselves. And then yesterday was generosity. And generosity being, I think of it as a mammalian attitude. It comes with being a mammal. Maybe other living creatures also have generosity, but generosity to provide people, to provide others, to provide our fellow species with benefit. It's what parents do for their young children. And then today the topic is goodwill. And in Pali, the word is metta, M-E-T-T-A, and it's one of the foundational practices of our Buddhist tradition. And metta is translated usually into English as loving kindness. So kind of inspiring combination of two words, loving and kindness. But sometimes it raises the bar too far. That it's maybe hard, that kind of seems like a kind of lofty ideal. And the word metta is cognate to the Pali word mitta, M-I-T-T-A, which means friend. And so sometimes it's said that metta is an attitude of friendliness. Friendliness towards oneself and towards others and to strangers, even towards enemies. A basic positive disposition. It's also kind of a simpler, more straightforward translation of metta is goodwill. To have a basic attitude of goodness, attitude of positivity, of respect, appreciation, of wishing others well-wishing. Even our enemies, we can wish well. We can do a little bit for our own sake, that if our enemies can be happy, maybe they would not be so angry or so mean or something. But also, if we find someone who we have a lot of animosity towards, injured on the street, broken leg or something, no one else is taking care of them, that probably we'd offer some care. Probably would maybe bring them some water or do something simple, or maybe something big. And a simple attitude of goodwill and or well-wishing. And there's an intimate connection between well-wishing, friendliness, and happiness. That when we're happy, it's really clear that almost a natural orientation that we have is to be friendly to the people around us. We're just happy, and the expression of happiness is a kind of kindness, a kind of appreciation, a kind of smiling attitude. And delight that with the people we're with, and so one of the sources of goodwill, of well-wishing, is our own well-being. And one of the things we can learn from that is that there is a form of goodwill that when we're happy, it's nicer, better, more easeful to have goodwill than it is to have ill will. If we switch for some reason to ill will, we can feel the stress it has on the happiness. It takes away the happiness. We feel the tension that the ill will produces and the rigidity that we maybe feel in the body and the mind. Well-being and well-wishing have a softness and openness, ease to them. And it's also possible, an amazing discovery is to discover that it's actually easier sometimes to have goodwill for others than, in terms of amount of energy expended and tension involved, than it is to have ill will. Sometimes ill will is so much pressure behind it, so much habit and so much force behind it, that it feels easier to give into it than to have goodwill. But if we can really be sensitive and feel what it does to our whole psychophysical system, probably find that we're actually much better off and much kind of nicer and easier to stay with the goodwill than to get caught in the cycles of ill will and all the things that that involves. So it's also possible to discover that because of the connection to happiness and well-being, that there doesn't have to be an object for goodwill or well-wishing. It's because first and foremost, it's an attitude, it's a disposition. Just like there doesn't have to be an object out in the world causing us our happiness or the reason for our happiness, we can just feel happy of just being alive. And there's no reason for being happy, we just are. It's one of the great gifts of meditation, deep meditation, is that we quiet all the calculating, transactional ways of thinking so that we find ourselves at ease, at peace, happy, just to be alive. Just to be alive is enough. It's almost like if we come into a kind of harmony and homeostasis in ourselves through meditation, the whole system kind of hums happily. But once the mind gets caught in things, preoccupied by things, frozen, resisting the things, caught in loops, ruminations of negative thinking, it's hard to imagine we'll ever be happy because of the strength of those. And so, but as meditation kind of settles us and brings us into a kind of deeper, I call it harmony and homeostasis, we start feeling a well-being that translates to goodwill, to well-wishing. And that just seems natural. And so we begin understanding, appreciating that there can be well-wishing, goodwill, metta, without a reason for it. It doesn't have to have, you know, a dear friend as the object to have it. It doesn't have to. Some people, I know some people evoke their metta, their goodwill, by thinking of a pet. And one person I know thinks about really cute monkeys that he spent time with in a certain forested jungle area. But it doesn't require anything. It's just kind of the disposition that comes out of the... So it's helpful to know that it doesn't have to have an object, so that when we do start having well-wishing or wanting to have goodwill for others, it doesn't require so much something from the others, that they have to behave just perfectly, or it doesn't have to be transactional. It's just, we're just happy to be kind, happy to be friendly. There's an ease in friendliness. It's easier to be friendly, even to someone who's angry, than it is to meet anger with anger or for us to shut down. And so we have this basic disposition, maybe a biological disposition, that's available to us of goodwill, of friendliness. It gets used in everyday life, maybe in places where it's easy. If we have a friend that we're happy to see, we're happy to be with them, then it's kind of natural to have a lot of goodwill. But to begin learning how to have that sense of inner safety, inner well-being, and translate to a basic, ordinary friendliness, goodwill for everyone that we encounter. This is the great possibility. And to live with goodwill. Now, of course, there's no requirement to do this, and I don't want to get that sense, but it is one of the sources for caring for others. We offer basic human care to them, caregiving. We might nurse someone. We might offer them some support, some help, go shopping for a neighbor, cook a meal, all kinds of things we might do. And it just comes from a basic goodwill and friendliness. It might be the friendliness that's a source for generosity that I talked about yesterday. And so goodwill. And as I said, goodwill, metta, is one of the foundational practices of our form of Buddhism, Theravada Buddhism. And it's well worth becoming intimately familiar with it, or to call upon it regularly, to not just leave it to chance, but to practice it, to think about it, to be reminded of it, to let it kind of be a thread that runs through your daily life, maybe side by side with mindfulness. Life is a lot easier, better with mindfulness. Mindfulness supported by goodwill is even better. And the two together make fantastic partners. So you might want to see if you can infuse or sprinkle throughout your day mindfulness-guided, mindfulness-informed goodwill and goodwill-informed mindfulness. See what you can do, and maybe there's some way of setting up some kind of regular reminder that maybe every 10, 15 minutes there's a gentle reminder of some sign that maybe other people don't even recognize and know that you're doing it. That just kind of like a little bell that goes off, or a little signal or something, maybe every time that you do something regularly. You know, you things kind of regular things through the day. Maybe every time you go to the bathroom, every time you drink or eat, every time you check an email, every time you look at a screen, every time you're walking. Choose something so that it's you begin being reminded for. To touch into your natural capacity for well-wishing, kindness, friendliness, and perhaps even happiness. May those two go together. And may those support you to lovingly, kindly, friendly and if with friendliness, care for this world of ours. May all beings be happy. Thank you.